The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm in the Hugh Hewitt studio out here in Orange County. So if you see the background and it looks different, that's where I'm at. I'm doing some business out here. I mean, I guess I could tell you what I'm actually doing out here. I'm an entrepreneur, and I think a lot of people know that. And I started an energy drink company, and I'm out here taking samples of the energy drink, making sure it tastes good and it's great. It's 100% organic energy, and as soon as we bring it to market, I'll let you guys know. But that's why I'm out here in Orange County doing my thing. But I want to start off by talking about Herschel Walker. This was very difficult for me, and I know my wife is going to be mad that I'm talking about this to a certain degree, but I'm not going to go all full crazy with it. Herschel Walker, let me just start with what I think about Herschel Walker, and then we'll talk about the controversy of how his son came out against him. And I know Christian Walker. I mean, I know of him. My wife knows him pretty good. She was messaging him yesterday and asking him, "Hey, are you okay? What's going on with the things that he said on social media about Herschel Walker?" And then there's a rumor that Herschel Walker forced a woman to have an abortion. Now, I want to give you a warning. If you are sensitive, you might not want to listen to what I have to say, because I'm not going to hold back on what I actually feel about these whole allegation situations. However, let me start with what I feel about Herschel Walker. When I met Herschel Walker, and then also I've seen him on plenty of platforms, I follow him on social media, I don't know him, right? He's not my daddy. I have a great father. He's not my dad. I don't know the man that well. However, the way he comes across, it seems to be very genuine. He seems like a genuine, good-hearted Christian individual. Now, some of these allegations about Herschel Walker is from his past. Now, for those who don't know, Herschel Walker was an NFL football player. I don't know if he's been inducted in the Hall of Fame, but from my stance and how I know him to be such an electrifying football player, I would argue that he's a Hall of Famer. And Herschel Walker played football. Obviously, he had his kids. There's rumors that he had multiple kids by multiple women. And he didn't raise none of them. It's from what his son, Christian, has said on his social media. However, I don't see Herschel Walker being that way, but I do understand that I don't know that man. Now, let me get into some more of these allegations. This is what bothers me about what Christian Walker did, and it's what bothers me in general about how people always bring up another person's past. There's always two sides to the coin. Although right now in the media and what Christian Walker, Herschel Walker's son and others are saying, they're bashing him and making him out to be this bad, violent person, which in fact he may be. However, it may also be more to the story than what people are pushing and portraying. According to an article written by the Daily Wire, there's an anonymous woman. This is where I give no credence to anonymous people. I really give no credence to them. Unless you got receipts, I give you no credence. An anonymous woman had came out and said that she was pregnant while she was dating Herschel Walker in 2009 and claimed that he urged her to have an abortion. Let's go back for a second. I get sick of people bashing another individual and making them out to be the bad person just because they're popular. Young lady, you're having unprotected sex with Herschel Walker and y'all not married. What, like you just as bad as he is. If you want to say he urged you to have abortions, then she say Walker reimbursed her $700 for the $575 procedure that she went through. and she added an additional $125 for travel and recovery costs. You sound like a prostitute, if you ask me. You telling me the man that had sex with you, you're asking him to reimburse you like you traveling for business. He's going to reimburse you for business expenses. You want the man to reimburse you, and then this happened in 2009, and then now in 2022, you want to come out because you're sick of him, his stance on abortion. Maybe he changed his mind. Lady, you the one killed your kid? Why are you mad at Herschel? Why are you dragging him into it? You voluntarily went and spent $557 to murder your own child that's in your body. But you claim that he urged you. Urging somebody to have an abortion from miles away, that don't count. You slept with the man, and he wasn't your husband, and you had got pregnant, and you made the decision. He didn't pay for it. He reimbursed you. You made the decision to go and have an abortion. Don't just stay out of the conversation. We don't want to hear from you. I mean, at least I don't. Y'all may think this is invaluable. I don't want to hear from you. You know, because are you going to tell the true story of your relationship with Herschel Walker? Are you a one-night stander? Are you going to leave that out of the question? Are you not going to talk about that? Is Herschel Walker the only man that you've been sleeping with and having abortions with? If you're not going to give the full picture, then shut up. You're anonymous. I don't want to hear from you. Now, let me get to his son. You know, this is the part where it's troubling to me to hear Herschel Walker's son come out and make these statements about his father. As a father, it is troubling for your child, your son, to have such egregious things to say about you. It is hard for me to believe that this is not in some part true. Now, of course, Christian Walker is an older kid now. Like, he ain't a baby. So Herschel may have done these things an incredibly long time ago. That still don't make him right. Domestic violence, I mean, I don't understand domestic violence situations. I was a football player. Now, of course, I wasn't in the NFL like Herschel Walker, but I played free safety. I used to smash people in practice. I was one of the hardest people working out in the weight room. I was a monster. However, I would never put my hands on a woman, and I would never engage in domestic violence with somebody. It doesn't matter how aggressive the sport that you play is. Nobody's telling you to be an aggressive maniac against somebody, and I don't think it's ever okay. And then also, Christian Walker is mentioning that Herschel Walker, and I would love to have Herschel Walker on here to talk about it. Maybe I should reach out to him so he can give his stance, but Christian Walker was saying that he was an absentee father. Now, when you're playing football and you're in your 20s and you're an absentee father, and now you've learned, you've become a better man, and you've changed, then that's a different story. If you had never had any interest in taking care of your children, and you never had and never will, and you're out here promoting that you are a family man, that is a different scenario. Now, I can say that me and my wife talked about this last night. I mean, Christian Walker could be hurt. It could be coming from a place of hurt that's not necessarily accurate about a full spectrum of depiction of who his father is. And the funny thing is that, you know, being a police officer helped me to balance my perspective. Because I hear what people are saying about Herschel. He was violent. I mean, this is what his son is saying. I don't know if any of this is legitimately verified, but he was violent and he was an absentee father. But okay, now let's talk about what position did the mama play in this. And I'm not making any suggestions that she is, but I know that these things are all not always cut and dry. Well, what was you doing as a mother? Were you committed in a committed relationship with Herschel Walker? Were you contributing to the delinquency? Were you just as violent as he is just because he's bigger and badder than you? Maybe he was, you know, maybe he the one getting in trouble more of the time. But are you engaging in arguments and conflict with Herschel? Are you following him around from state to state being just as violent and dramatic as he is? Is that the case? Now, I'm not saying that it is because I don't know. I just want y'all to be clear on that. I'm just giving a hypothetical because we hear one side, we don't hear that the other side could be dynamic as well. Were you trying to keep the son away from Herschel? Is that why Herschel became violent in some points? Not to justify, but to say, is that a contributing factor to why Herschel Walker became violent? You know, that's why I hate when one side puts information out. Now, I have to say this. I think Herschel Walker needs to address this. His campaign is over unless he addressed this. And everybody loved the heroic story, right? If you keep it real, you say, yeah, I was crazy when I was playing football when I was younger. I was a rolling stone. I was going bedroom to bedroom to bedroom. And I found God and I changed. I would respect Herschel Walker if he came out and said that. Versus, it's not true, it's not true. Now, the abortion thing, I don't mind him saying it's not true. This woman is anonymous. This could be a dude acting like he giving some real information. But if you came out and said, hey, I was crazy, I was a knucklehead, but I have changed my ways, I would respect that. I'm all for redemption. I'm all for reconciliation. And let me tell you this. I was crazy when I was growing up. I got arrested when I was 8 years old for smoking marijuana in a vacant house. When I was in high school, and people would never imagine that I would do anything like this. When I was in high school, I got kicked out of school. I had a scholarship to the University of Arizona. I had already signed with them. I got kicked out of high school. I blew up on a teacher. It's in my book. I blew up on a teacher. I called her a B. I threw a chair at her. Luckily, she had the door shut. I was going to fight her. That's how crazy I used to be. I was going to fight that lady. I was going to beat her up. It wasn't going to be a fight. And my homeboy was holding me back. Yes, I did that. I wrote about it in my book, Beating Black and Blue.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I can't wait to tell y'all what happened in the last day. I was still talking. You know, I guess I was still talking. And then the radio cut off and I had no idea. In the break, I had kept talking. I think there was a glitch. And the last thing I said was that I was going to fight that teacher. I was going to beat her up. And that's the type of person that I was. So let me try to finish that thought, because I was going on a thing for like 2 minutes after the break. But after that, after me getting in trouble, I got suspended from school. I mean, I got expelled from school. It wasn't just suspension. I got expelled. I had to go to alternative school. And that was one of the biggest blessings of my life, going to alternative school, because I'd never want to get in trouble again after that. I mean, I thought I was in prison. Think about first world issues. I had to wear uniforms, and that was enough for me to say, and we had to go through metal detectors, and they gave us these little pencils. I mean, it was hell going through there. I want no parts of going through alternative school ever again. And I went on to college, and I had a terrible attitude. I had a terrible attitude. People on the team were afraid of me. The coaches were afraid of me. You say the wrong thing to me, and Brandon Tatum is fighting. I can't tell you how many cell phones I've broken. I can't tell you how many VHS tapes I destroyed. And some of you young people that are listening, you don't know what a VHS tape is. However, VHS tapes, I destroyed them when I was upset. I never got in domestic violence or anything like that, but I had a terrible attitude. But I got saved. That's the beauty of the redemption story. I got saved. I was baptized in Jesus' name, filled with God's spirit, and it changed me. I quit cursing. I just thought of things much differently. And I have to tell you, before I was saved, would I have been in a domestic violence situation? I mean, I don't think so. But, you know, some of the things that I had to deal with my oldest son, you know, it makes me very upset. But because I'm saved, I can deal with it. I can say, you know what, God, I'll take care of these things. You know, I don't have to argue with people. I don't care if somebody attacks me on the internet. Somebody attacked me through text message. Somebody's trying to keep me away from my son. I don't have to argue with you. I'm just going to pray about it. Now, but when I wasn't saved, maybe, you know, maybe back like Herschel Walker was when he was a little younger, maybe I would have been more aggressive towards the situation. And I'm saying these things to say that the redemption story is a decent story if Herschel Walker is willing to present it that way. And if that's the true nature of how he used to be versus where he's at now. And if you guys are completely confused about what I'm talking about, we were bringing up the issue of Herschel Walker and this woman giving an abortion claim. I talked about it in the last segment, but I also had mentioned what his son had said about his fathering when his oldest son was growing up, or one of his sons. I don't know what kids he got, but Christian Walker is the one I follow on social media. And he had a lot of disparaging things to say about his father. And, you know, I just really wish that I want to hear what Herschel Walker has to say, you know, because I understand that being a father is very dynamic in the society in which we live in today. Right. You have good men who are good fathers, who are mature. They get married. They have children. They're active in the family, and they die, you know, with married to the same woman with 5 kids or 10 kids, whatever you want to go. Then you have good fathers who happen to be immature and have children with low lives and nut jobs. And then they have to live their entire life fighting this woman to see their children and to even be active in their children's life. This woman used the kids as a pawn and literally want to destroy the man because they're deranged. So then you have a father that deals with that. Then you have a man who marries a great woman, but he's a dirtbag. And he just skates through life being a dirtbag, and she's covering for him his whole life. Then you have a fourth man who's a dirtbag, who's abusive, who don't take care of their kids. And so you have being a father, and fatherhood in America is nuanced. There's a lot of different things. There's a lot of different types of men. And like I said, Herschel Walker, I don't know what type of man he is. I don't know. I never met him. But he needs to come out and address the fact that his son has come out and said a lot of disparaging things about him. His campaign is essentially over, I think, if he doesn't say, this is who I used to be, and I'm a different person now. And I would respect that. I don't respect the man lying. If you wasn't a good daddy, just say you wasn't a good daddy. And if you know you wasn't a good daddy, and you know you wasn't a good husband, then why run for office? Because they're going to come after you. You know, you got to be aware of your past, be honest with your past, and then you can be more of an influential person that people can forgive with the redemption story. If you don't have that, brother, don't run, because they're going to eat you alive, and you're going to end up being worse than you were before. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to continue the conversation in a few different areas, but I got to go. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vodi Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Unafraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum, website theofficertatum.com. I still have to talk about this Christian Walker thing. You know, one of my friends, Right Wing Angel, he posted some stuff online. And he's showing these pictures of Christian Walker with his dad every step of the way. And then all of a sudden, Christian Walker has come out against his dad. I want you to hear what Herschel Walker has said about the abortion claim. I just want you to hear from his mouth. I already talked about it, but I want you to hear what he had to say. It's a 44-second clip. Let's roll clip three.
Do you know the woman that is making this allegation?
I have no idea, but it is a flat-out lie. And now you know how important this seat is. This seat is very important, that they'll do anything to win this seat. Lie, because they want to make it by everything else except what the true problems that we have in this country is. This inflation, the border wide open, crime. They don't want to talk about that. So they're making up lies now because they need this Georgia seat. So I'm going to encourage anyone out there, let's not let them take this seat. If you can go to teamherschel.com, let's not let them take this seat, because if they take this seat, we won't recognize this country tomorrow. Because right now, for them to come out with total lies.
That is interesting. He said it's a flat out lie. He don't even know that woman. He don't even know that woman. Which is interesting, because I wouldn't be surprised. Look, two things. I wouldn't be surprised if it's true and he's denying it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just made up a lie. Remember Brett Kavanaugh? I don't know if y'all remember that. I remember it. That woman said he sexually assaulted me in high school. Brett Kavanaugh been a judge for 20 years. He was a judge for over 20 years. You're talking about 40 years ago. This woman came out and made a whole lie about Brett Kavanaugh. She made up a lie. She said they were at a house party and he pushed up on her. Where was the party at? I don't remember. What happened? You remember this little part, but you don't remember nothing else. I drank some beer and I forgot. But then she said she walked home, because you know there were no Uber, there were no taxis, and she lived like 8 miles away. Do you know how long it would take you to walk 8 miles? She didn't run. She didn't put on some Nikes and put a jogging gear on, and she's been training for a triathlon her whole life and ran 8 miles. She walked. And then she claimed she got home and cried or something. Her parents didn't remember her getting home. Your daughter is out somewhere she ain't supposed to be, and she walks 8 miles home. When she get home, nobody said nothing to her. She claimed her parents didn't say nothing to her. They made it up. Then four or five other women come out, and then they come to find out one woman admitted that she lied about it. So I wouldn't be shocked if Herschel Walker, people ain't just lying. That's why people want to be anonymous. Oh, I dated him in 2009. Oh, really? Okay. You just made that up. You know, I wouldn't even be shocked if they pay people that you know to lie about you. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I would not be surprised at all. But let me, I got 1 minute left, but I want to play this clip from Whoopi Goldberg on The View, which is, I don't even know why they call it The View. They should call it The Distorted View. I want to play this clip from Whoopi Goldberg, clip four.
So we know that
that's
always there.
The best the Republicans have to offer.
Well, it's not the best they have to offer, but it's all they're giving. And that should tell you something. They didn't even try to find somebody who was at least had the idea of how to take care of the people in Georgia. They just said, oh, get somebody black in there. Get who do you know? Oh, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
That's what it feels like.
How else can you explain it?
Incredibly insulting.
Dum da dum dum. Dumb. These are the dumbest women on planet Earth. I don't know if that the menopause is kicking in. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
I want to get off this subject of Herschel Walker, but it's very difficult for me to do that. I just think there's so much material here. There's so many things, so many dynamics. You know, I just, after all that I've said, I want to also point out this dynamic of the single mom. I just, can I point this out real quick, ladies and gentlemen? Just bear with me. I see her, Christian Walker, and I often wonder this one point. How much influence does his mother have on him, and how much of that is causing him to be at a impasse or a level of frustration with his father? I often wonder, because I'm looking right now. Y'all can't see what I'm looking at, but I'm looking at the Right Wing Angel. If you go on the Instagram, you can look up The Right Wing Angel. Look it up. He got a post about it. It shows pictures of Herschel Walker and his dad. It shows text messages or Twitters or comments related to Christian Walker's statement about his dad when he first came out and started running for the Senate seat. And I'm going to read it. It says, it's official in big, bold letters. My dad, Herschel Walker, is running for the United States Senate in Georgia. I'm so proud that he's choosing to step up to the plate and do this for our great country. It's past time to start taking action for freedom and standing against the Democrats trying to take that away. Let's turn the Senate red. That's one of the things he said. And then there's another post that he posts. Happy Father's Day, Herschel Walker, at Herschel Walker. Thank you for all you do and for your love of our great country. Can't wait to see all you do. This is what he's saying. And then let me see. There's another one. Here's another post. It says, thankful I had a black father who empowered me to be a victor and supported me on my endeavors instead of pouring victimhood into me and telling me I'm oppressed. Happy Father's Day, Dad, at Herschel Walker. Now, if you're saying these things about your father, are you lying or is he lying? I mean, if your dad is such a dirtbag and he was abusive and all this other stuff that Christian Walker said, then why would you come out and lie to the people and act like your daddy is good? Because we're listening to you, and people are voting for your father because of some of the things that you said. And now you come out and frustrated. And if you listen to the rhetoric, and I'm not saying that the boy ain't right. I'm just saying, listen to the rhetoric. He's saying he don't like that he was lied to and the disrespect between him and his mother. Notice that. He's saying, me and my mother. That to me, when a young man says things like that, that tell me that he has some unique attachment to his mother, good, bad, or indifferent. And maybe his mother's offended by what Herschel Walker said once or twice, or maybe she's the abortion person, and she's offended. And how is she portraying that to her son, which made her son come out against his own father, when he was just saying, Happy Father's Day, and I'm glad that you're running for office? That's one thing that I think that is questionable to me. And I often think that we should be talking about this. You know, some women can be very toxic to their children. They can be very toxic. And y'all all have experienced it. Some of y'all, I remember I talked about this one time, and they had so many men calling in talking about these toxic, crazy situations. Some women can be incredibly toxic, where they turn their children against the father because for whatever reason the father isn't there, whether by choice or by being forced out of the family, that sometimes these mamas take their little boys and they treat them like they're their friends. You are my best friend. When I see a woman on Instagram say, this is my man, my little man, my the love of my life. I don't need no man. I got this is the only man that matter in my life. That tells that listen, young man, if you're trying to date a woman and in her Twitter or somewhere, she got a little boy there, and she go, this is the only man I need in my life. That is the biggest red flag of all time. That means run. Do not attempt to date a woman like that. She has been brainwashed or whatever into believing and putting too much energy into that little boy as if they friends. That is your child. You are a mother. One of your obligations as a mother is to find a healthy father to be in this boy's life if his father's not around. That is your obligation, not to be his little friend and not to go through life saying, I don't need no man. You do need a man. You do need a man. You're just men are sick of you. That's why you're in the situation that you are. But you do need a man. I just hate when people say that. I don't need no man. I'm good by myself. Quit. Don't lie to yourself. You're going to be, because what happens is these women do this and they pour all this into these little boys, and the boy go off to college and live his life, and she end up dying with a cat just by herself. You do need a man, and you need to get married. If his father is away, you need to introduce a male figure in his life. And I don't think there's not one woman on earth that shouldn't be married. There's not one woman that shouldn't be married. Marriage is a beautiful thing. To have a man that can protect you, and you need protection, because I hear a lot of women say, I don't need a man to protect me. Yeah, okay. That sounds cute. You need a man to protect you physically, morally, I mean, whatever the case may be. You need a man to protect you. And a man needs a great woman to be, you know, a helpmeet in his life. Let me. I'll go through this in the next segment because I'm running out of time.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Don't trip. The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts can be found. Or at least until he's canceled.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I keep wanting to move on from the Herschel Walker thing, but I just can't. I think this is so crucial, and it's such a dynamic situation that's multifaceted. And, you know, one of the concepts that have been brought to my attention, you know, the guys back here, you know, my producers here, is what the motivation this close to the election is very, very suspicious. Now, I don't know if, you know, I want y'all to ponder these things. See, the police mind of mine, and I had to learn as being a cop, man, you have to look at both sides of the possibilities. This could have just been a flashpoint for Christian Walker and you know, he just got upset. Or could somebody have influenced him to do this right before the election? Because Herschel Walker's message hadn't changed since the primary to the general. It haven't changed. Like, Herschel Walker is still saying the same thing. The fact that now all of a sudden it's a problem versus in the primary is beyond me. Now, here's another thing that people are not talking about. If a person is going to say, I'm not voting for Herschel Walker because he allegedly was violent and not a father, what about Warnock? I remember an article where he ran over his wife's leg. He was involved in domestic violence as well, if that's your principle. Or, better yet, and some of y'all going to be mad if I say this, but I got to say it because I'm keeping it real. If you want to go on morality, Donald Trump don't have a clean record either. He openly had cheated on one of his wives. And he, you know, hey, you know, you think Donald Trump was lying when he was on that bus saying he liked to grab him? And they let you? You think women wasn't letting them grab it on the airplane? On the private jet? Oh, and not a private jet. He got an airliner. Donald Trump got a whole airplane, a big one, jumbo jet, whatever you want to call it. He can fit 150 people on that thing with Rolls Royce engines. You think he wasn't grabbing them if they were letting him? Listen, he ain't my pastor. I'm not here for you to be my daddy. My thing is that what are your policies? I don't care, unless you're a child molester or something like that. I don't care what your past has done, what you did in your past. I don't care. What are you going to do for me today? What are you going to do for the country? If this is a morality test, come on, let's go through everybody's background. Let's go see what everybody was doing 20 years ago, 40 years ago for some people, 5 years ago, last night. Y'all remember DeSantis was in a race against that other idiot. I forget his name.
Andrew Gillum.
He was in a race against Andrew Gillum. Remember, Andrew Gillum was supposed to be, he all squared away. Andrew Gillum got caught in a hotel room, bucket naked. He got his booty out and everything. Dude's bumping and grinding on the bed. Andrew Gillum he's high out of his mind. He passed out on the floor. Oh, y'all were going to vote for him.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that was perfect timing or that was too soon. But y'all can't go down the path of morality and then overlook it when it's certain people involved. If you're going to keep it real, you got to keep it real all the time. My thing with Herschel Walker out there in Georgia is that will he do a better job for Georgians, I think that's how you say it, than Warnock? Do we need another conservative voice in the Senate, or do you want another Democrat in the Senate? It ain't like Herschel Walker is going to be beating up people in the Senate. It's not like Herschel Walker is fathering people in the Senate. I mean, that's between you and your son. If you ask me, him and his son should have hashed that out behind the scenes. And, you know, you should talk about what daddy he was 20 years ago. Is he still that same man? And if he is, we got a problem. We have a problem, and I'm okay with people being mad at him. But I think I've beaten a dead horse enough. Let me talk about another little situation because, you know, I read this article about Tom Brady. And for the people that are in sports, trust me, we're going down the same vein. We just had to pull the IV out and put it in the other arm. We're going down a similar vein. Let me say that. Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele. It says Tom Brady and Gisele seems to be headed for the end zone is what this article says. Both have retained Gisele. Gisele? Okay. And Lord knows I can't read. Gisele, they both have retained divorce lawyers. Multiple sources have said. Now, we know how that goes. And a person who wrote this article in the New York Post said, I never actually thought that this argument, because according to supposedly got into an epic argument and they've moved to different locations. They've been living apart for a couple months. Let me say this. They share a son that's 12 years old, a daughter that's 9, and he's also the father of a 15-year-old from his ex situation. Me and my wife was talking about this last night. I don't understand. I mean, I get it. Let me say this. I know a lot of people have gotten divorces and stuff like that. And some of it for good reason. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just butting heads every day. I get it. But I was talking to my wife. I was like, I don't understand why normal, like people who are not openly in domestic violence situations or anything like that, why would they get a divorce? You know, why would this woman, Gisele, divorce Tom Brady? Are these people living a lie? You know, they seem to be a good couple. They seem to be happy in front of everybody. They got multiple kids together. What, like, is it worth it? You know, I often think, when you're married, I'm not talking about girlfriend, boyfriend. That stuff don't even count to me. But is it really worth it? I think to myself about my marriage. And I think about my little Beau. And I say, there is nothing on planet Earth that will make me break up that happy home. I don't care if I was unhappy. Listen, let me say this to some people. Some of y'all in the back. A marriage, I'm going to clarify the unhappy part. But a marriage is a commitment. It's not always about your feelings. You know, my wife is fine. She do this, that, and nobody cares. Because one day y'all both going to be old. You can't go off of emotion. You can't go off of looks, love. I mean, maybe y'all get tired of each other after a certain point. But you made a commitment. And with that commitment, you better work on it. I can't stand when I see people saying, oh, you know what? We just going to get a divorce and put the kids through all this trauma. Why y'all get a divorce? Oh, we just don't see eye to eye no more. Well, you better start trying to find an eye. You better find an eye and put the other eye together. You got kids involved in this. And some people are just so selfish when they do it because they feel, I'm not happy. He don't clean up he don't put the toilet seat down. She put too much makeup on. Man, you guys, you got children together. Now, if y'all ain't got no kids, and it's unreconcilable difference. Now, according to the Bible, you're not supposed to get divorced. But if y'all ain't Christians, then go ahead and get a divorce. When you got kids, you got to think about your children. You got to put your children first. You got to think about it. Because these are traumatic situations that your kids never recover from unless they go to counseling. My wife always says this, everybody needs to go to counseling. Now, I reject that, but I believe her. I'm just stubborn. So I'm like, I don't need no counseling. But she said everybody needs counseling. Because if you think about it, there's a lot of broken people in this world. There's a lot of people that are still struggling with stuff from their childhood. People are still struggling with what daddy said to them when they were 12. And daddy made a comment, offhand comment, and said, you ain't never going to be nothing. And people are still holding on to that in their heart at 35 years old every time they go on a date with a man. You know, people are broken. And it's your obligation when y'all were having that honeymoon night and you invited all those people to that party and y'all spent $20,000 on that wedding, you should be thinking about these things before that occurs. I told my wife, I made a commitment. I asked her father, I'm making a commitment. My son that is born, I made a commitment. It's no, I'm mad today and we divorcing. You have to do the work, and not when it's gone south, but when it is good to do the work to keep to maintain the relationship. Hold on phone, y'all. I got to go to the break. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. Yes.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
And that's just what they'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to give a quick shout out to Hugh Hewitt for letting me work in the studio while I'm out here in California. Shout out to Hugh. Y'all need to go listen to him. Great man. Kanye West. Now, let me say this about Kanye West. I don't know if you guys have seen the picture that's going around the internet. It's somewhat of a video, too. They got a little video about it. But Kanye West and Candace Owens are pictured in a photo on, it's going around the world. I mean, I saw it on Instagram, of wearing these shirts that says White Lives Matter. And people are literally losing their salvation. They're losing their salvation. Even, I guess, at the ceremony, or this is actually a celebrity fashion show, something like that. But at the fashion show, Jaden Smith, I don't know who Jaden Smith is. I'm assuming this is Will Smith's son. Jaden Smith walked out because his butt is hurt because somebody dared say that White Lives Matter. Yeah. Sean said, at least he didn't slap anybody like his dad did. Okay. That would be interesting if he slapped somebody there, like father, like son. Now, let me move on. It says, and this is what Kanye said, but I'm not going to read his quote. It's irrelevant. Let's just talk about this for a minute. Because a white man and white people in America, literally in 2020, were walking around with Black Lives Matter shirts, draping it over their businesses, all of the above. But if a black man wear White Lives Matter, people are literally losing their minds. What's wrong with saying White Lives Matter? I don't get it. I don't get it. Black Lives Matter. You can say Black Lives Matter. You can wear the T-shirt, but you can't say White Lives Matter. And let me tell you why you can't say that. I mean, you can say it. I say it. Try me, whoever have a problem with me saying it. But the thing is that the people who are touting Black Lives Matter, they don't believe White Lives Matter. Even the white liberals that do it, they don't believe that White Lives Matter. They think their lives don't matter. They think that they should be in a position of inferiority to black people because of what people did 100 some years ago. They have no concept of being fair and balanced in the approach of saying we love everybody. I think White Lives Matter. I'll wear a shirt that says White Lives Matter. I would wear a shirt that says Black Lives Matter as well if they didn't hijack that stanza, that particular slogan. They didn't hijack it and make it about anti-police rhetoric and essentially not even care about black lives. Because I can tell you right now, I just read it yesterday. In Chicago, they had, I don't know how many people got shot. Even a little kid got shot in the head. I can go look up right now. I bet you it's at least 100 and something plus children that have been murdered in stray bullets associated with gang violence in the inner cities in this country. And Black Lives Matter won't be there. Al Sharpton, little skinny Al, he won't be there. Benjamin Crump won't show up. He's not going to be there. He don't give a flying flip about your kid getting taking a dome shot because these thugs are running crazy in the streets with no police presence. He don't care. Can he make money on the lawsuit? And if he can, he'll be there. If he can't make no money, he could care less. He would step over the dead body of your kid to go and argue for a dude that's been thugging his whole life, possibly responsible for your kids taking a dome shot because there was a police officer that killed him down the street. You think some people probably think I'm being superfluous, meaning I'm just going off and just saying this stuff out the side of my neck. Show me a video where you see Black Lives Matter protesting about a young child that's been murdered in the middle of the street in Chicago or any one of these other places. You don't see the video. They're not going to talk about it. There's no video. They don't care. There's a narrative being pushed. I wish that we would get that in this country. There's a narrative, ladies and gentlemen. It's not reality. We live in a matrix. Unless you listen to the people like me, Larry, Hugh, you know, the Salem cast. You listen to people like us or others who are telling you the truth. I mean, you're literally hearing messaging from the matrix. This stuff is a lie. I was supposed to go on Laura Ingraham tonight, but she ended up canceling it. But just so people know, they call you out and then they cancel. They call you out. Stuff shift, breaking news. So sometimes you get canceled. But I was supposed to go in there and talk about policing and the fact that they stopped playing the cop bad boy, you know, the cop seasons of the cop show online and Police 360 and all this other stuff. And the reason they quit playing it was over a lie. It's a lie. Them saying that the police are just hunting down black people. Black people are being disproportionately killed by police officers just because. It's a lie. The whole defund the police movement was based on a lie. And people are living that lie every day. Hold the phone, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in 844-900-7243, I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I got a couple people want to jump in on the Bible talk, but I'll just say this, is that, you know, faith is an action word. It's an action word. You know, you don't find anybody in the Bible that believes something and just didn't take action, right? Noah, he was supposed to build an ark. He couldn't just believe he was going to build an ark. He had to actually put his hands and build it. That's what the manifestation of what happened after the flood. When you talk about Moses, he couldn't just believe he can part the Red Sea. He couldn't just believe that God was going to give him, you know, the Ten Commandments. He had to physically go and do things that yielded something in return. You can't just, you know, you can go down a list. Jesus didn't just say, I know I'm the sacrificial lamb. I know I have to die on the cross, and then, but I'm not going to die, but I just know that I have to die. He had to physically go die on the cross for our salvation. And so when you talk about faith, a lot of people, they like to be convenient where they don't have to do anything. The biggest lie that was ever told to me is when I went to a church and he said, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, you're saved. And I was sinning. I just kept sinning because I was like, oh, I'm going to heaven anyway, so I don't even read my Bible or nothing. The dudes told me I was saved. All I have to do is just repeat that and I'm saved. Oh, I'm good. I don't even need to read the Bible. I just repeat it after that guy. I have no intentions to do anything right by God. I just want to have fun. But I just want to check this box off and say that I said what I said so I could be saved forever. This is what people are teaching Christians and young people coming into knowing God. That's why a lot of people don't have a deep relationship, because they just read they just repeated what the pastor said and they somehow believed that was it. You have to have a changed heart. You have to repent. That means turn away from the things that you were doing before. You cannot be sinning and sinning and sinning, repeat a sentence, keep sinning, and somehow you think you are favorable before God. That's not the truth. It may build your church up and make you feel good, but that's not true. And I don't understand why everything we say when it comes to faith, we see nothing but action. And then when it comes to your salvation, you don't really need an action. You just need to say words. That doesn't work for anybody anywhere. The Bible says, knock and it shall be open to you. Seek and you shall find. You know, if you want to be saved, then you need to pursue Christ. If you want to be born again, then you need to be baptized and filled with God's Spirit. That's called being born again. You can't just sit there and say, I feel like I'm baptized, so I'm baptized. That counts as my baptism because I feel like it. No, if you're going to get baptized, you got to actually go down in the water like Jesus did and all the apostles and everybody else in the Bible that got saved, according to the book of Acts. You can't just say, I think, I feel, I'm just going to repeat words. You have to physically go out and do something. But let me explain the salvation part of it. You can't go out and work your way to salvation because salvation is freely given to you. You can't go and build a salvation. You can't go and work so hard that you become perfect one day and you get saved. There are things that you do to allow God to work in your life. God is not, I mean, think about it. Then if you didn't have to do anything, then every single person on planet Earth would be saved. Because God has just worked the magic in their life. They don't have to do anything. He's just going to do it all for you because you don't have to do any action. No, you do. You have to pursue Christ. You have to at least go to somewhere to hear the message. I don't think that somehow you're going to hear the gospel sitting on the couch somewhere smoking weed all day. Okay. That's going to take effort. Okay. All right, let me get a couple people in because people are wanting to call in about this. Let me go with Mike from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Good afternoon, and first I want to say thank you with blessings and love from here in South Texas. We honored and appreciate everything you do as a strong Christian man, so I'm definitely coming from that place. What I do want to point out, though, and I'm going to use Luke 40 and Matthew 7 to point out is, the example that you give of basically the hypocrites who call themselves Christians might be what's tying you up. Because in Luke 40, then he said, speaking about Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So that's the criminal who's talking to Jesus in Luke 40, 42. In Luke 40, 43, Jesus says to the criminal on the cross next to Jesus, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. That criminal is not going to leave that place and be able to do any kind of works or do any kind of good thing. He's going to die that day. So the key points that he facilitates, if you go back and read through that, is he's acknowledging Christ. He's keeping Christ in a proper reverence because the other criminal is bad-mouthing Jesus. You know, I'm sure you remember, but the other criminal is spiting Jesus and running off at the mouth. This guy, he's acknowledging the Christ. He's acknowledging who he is, and he's confessing his faith to them. He's not going to be able to go from that point and do anything. And Jesus is letting him know, personally, Jesus is letting him know that he is going to be with him that day. And then to kind of paraphrase what the earlier caller called. But
Mike,
again,
Mike,
I think we're
probably, Mike,
yeah.
Mike, I want to jump in here real quick, just real quick. See, I think we're running into a big mistake if we're trying to mention the gentleman on the cross to us. Because at this point, Jesus had not even died yet. So the death, burial, and resurrection had not occurred. So if Jesus wanted to grant him access, hold on 1 second. If Jesus wanted to grant him access to the kingdom at that point, then so be it. But you have to think we're under a different dispensation of time, given the fact that Jesus died and was resurrected. Because of the death, burial, and resurrection, we now have access to the kingdom in the way in which Jesus presented it. But before that, the salvation was not there. The same salvation that we experienced today wasn't the same that they experienced because Jesus had to die and be resurrected according to the prophecy in order for us to get covered in the blood of Jesus or the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, which
yes,
is explained
yes,
in Romans.
I agree with what you're saying. And, you know, everybody has family that has issues, and you shared, you know, we got kinfolks, you got kinfolks that, you know, just haven't made good decisions. But say you're speaking to one of your family members that their whole life has just been, man, they just given into their flesh and never did right. And finally, one day you catch them at a moment and they receive through you talking to them or anybody really talking to them. They receive God and they accept God. And whether they accept him that day with you or you get them to go to church the next Sunday or the next 5 Sundays, whether they get to be baptized or not, if the day that they truly give their life to Christ, they end up in a car wreck, drive-by shooting, plane crash or whatever, they might not ever have had an opportunity to do works after that very moment they give their lives to Christ. Most of us do, and thank the Lord we do. But not everybody gets that opportunity. And when you go to some of these places where we have missionaries, some of these governments around the world, as soon as they find out you've got a Bible in your house, they're killing everybody in the house. So not everybody gets to do works. So that's where I think...
And I agree, but we have to you know, make sure that we don't try to put our own salvation on there, because maybe God has been calling them for the last 35 years and they have been refusing. You know, when Jesus break the sky and come back, you know, what's going to happen then? You know, let's go with this one about the ark and the flood. You know, of course, you know, Noah was preaching, and there came a point in time where he had to shut the door to the ark. And I guarantee you that some people were like, wait a minute. I thought you was playing at first. And then it came to a point where there was no impasse and everybody else perished because they did not react. So I agree with you. I had to do this before. I had a person that I called on the phone. He was on his deathbed and I prayed with him and I encouraged him, but I can't say that I don't know what happened to him. I'm just praying that God did something in his heart and helped him out. But I also read in John 3:3 where it says you must be born again. And so I can't say that the person was born again. Can God make an exception when you go to heaven? Possibly. But the way I teach people is that you must be born again. And I'm not going to wait. I'm going to get you now. Like, let's go now. Let's go get baptized today. Yes. Let's go. Let me pray with you. Let's do it now, because you never know when your time will come. I only got 1 minute. Go ahead, Mike. I got 1 minute.
Yeah. The other side of it is, and in Matthew 7:22-23, where he says again, on that day, some will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons? I think my opinion on that one, and I'm not trying to write my religion into it, is like God is saying that this is kind of directed towards your pharisaical type of people, your preachers and your pastors and your deacons. Yeah, you've been in a church for 30 years, but like you described earlier, those people are the hypocrites. You've been in a church, you've been talking to people about God, but you've been wanting all the praise. You've been doing it for your own fame and your own glory. You haven't been doing it selflessly. Yeah.
Mike, I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, brother. Yep.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to talk on one more thing, and then I'm going to go to an incredibly funny clip that I saw from John Kennedy. And this dude has literally the highlight tape of funny phrases. He's the funniest person in Congress by far, in my opinion. Let me go to one of our callers. We'll wrap up the Bible talk, and then we'll get to some more news. Nathaniel from Philadelphia, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Yes, brother. You know, you are a breath of fresh air. God, I'm probably old enough to be your father, but I admire your knowledge of the Bible. I really do. But listen, I think all we do is wring our hands, but we never deal with the causes. You remember King David when there was a drought in the kingdom of Jerusalem, Israel? And David sent his prophet to inquire of Yahweh, and the Lord told him clearly why. He said it's because of the bloody house of Saul. Saul had genocide the Gibeonites some 30 years earlier, and because of that innocent blood, there was a drought. We're having the same problems right now. Don't you see it? The spiritual part. Mm-hmm. And unless the church, 2 Chronicles 7:14, unless the Christian church as a whole repent, the Lord made it clear, if my people who are called by, and he made it conditional. Then he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. We're not doing that. As a, I look at pastors in bed with liberals who kill children, and they don't even care.
Right.
They're pastors. They should be taking a stand against that stuff, but they're not, and that's bad. So I'm saying we wring our hands about these natural upheavals. There is a spiritual cause. But the antidote is 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's very clear, and he's talking to the church.
Amen. Amen. Nathaniel, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate the kind words and also the insight. I mean, that's an incredible point. I mean, it's very difficult because we have so many churches, so many denominations, so many people out there. It's hard for us to even come together in unity. But that is the biggest point that I always make, and people get mad and they go, oh, the women having abortions and all that. And I get it. I have a fervor, a zeal to fight against children being murdered in the womb. However, I almost think the church needs to make sure that we not doing it. You know, the divorce rate in the church is on par with that of the world. We talk about divorce. We talk about fatherless homes. What are we doing as Christians first? We can deal with the world at another point. Are Christians having abortions? How many Christians are going down there into Planned Parenthood? How many pastors that are in the Christian church behind the pulpit that are? I saw, I wish I had that clip. I actually do have the clip. I saw Stacey Abrams in a church saying that one of the biggest atrocities of our time, and she invoked God involved in this, is that people are fighting against women's rights to choose abortion. Can you believe somebody let her at a church say that women should be able to murder children? And the people who are standing up against it are an atrocity to our people. I can't believe I saw her at a church do it. And you have people like that. You have Warnock. He's supposed to be a pastor or something. He's running his woman legs over. He out there pushing abortions. I have so many pastors that I would literally listen to their praise and worship songs. And I'm telling you, I don't want to say their names, but I mean, their praise and worship is beyond, I guess, say, average. I mean, I still listen to some of the praise and worship songs created by some of these pastors in these churches, the church choirs. But my God, one of my favorite people was on the thing saying that it is wrong that states are banning abortions, as if women don't have other choices. I don't understand it. We're Christians. Why are we telling our people at our church to go and commit genocide? You have a choice, women. Don't sleep with that dude. That's your choice. And if you get pregnant by him, then you need to raise your children. You have options. There are programs out there that can help you. You can go give your kid up for adoption if you really can't take it. But to murder your child is unacceptable. Christians need to be stronger on this subject matter. Thank you, Nathaniel. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Unafraid to tell it like it is.
All I can do is wish you
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, this is the Officer Tatum on the Officer Tatum Show. Now, on the subject of what I was talking about in the last segment, talking about churches, talking about making sure that Christians are not participating in debauchery and all of these other things, that should be the focus of the church, not necessarily pointing a finger at everybody else first, right? The Bible says judgment starts at the house of God first, and then it matriculates out to everybody else. Now, not only should we be focusing on these things in the church, let me add this point of how people say the church shouldn't be involved in politics. Let me tell you why the church should be involved in politics. Because when you have politicians you vote for saying what I'm about to show y'all, you're going to blow your mind. The education director or the head of education in the United States of America said this with Slow Mo Joe Biden at a press conference.
Thank you, Mr. President. I share your grave concerns about maintaining access to contraception and reproductive health services on our college campuses, and ensuring there's accurate, reliable information for students and for educators. Students need access to health care to thrive in school and in life, and that includes reproductive health care.
Abortions, that's what he's saying. Let me translate it for you. In order for you to thrive in college, and you can be slutting it up the whole time and do whatever you want on the weekend, especially men, young men, sleep with as many women as you want. Young women lay up in the bed without the whole football team. But in order for you to be successful, you need access to abortions so you can be degenerate and still be able to finish your college career after you have six abortions. This is what they're saying. You're telling me that this is an important measure on campus? You need to have contraceptives. I just don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get it. Why don't we teach our young people to not be promiscuous? Can that not be something that helps you in school? Because what if you want to have the kid? Or what if you, listen, they act like every single person that goes to have an abortion actually follows through with it. There's some people that get to the point and they go, I can't do it. And then now you got a child. But see, we need to stop you before you get to that point and having a child with somebody that you're not married to. How about we focus on building character and morality on campus first? We don't need to focus and prioritize contraceptive and abortions. Why can't we teach our young people, listen, get married first. Don't be sleeping around getting STDs. Do you understand that people are losing their lives over sexually transmitted diseases? Losing their lives. They're getting stuff they can't get rid of. And our system is saying, we don't care. Just do whatever you want to do. Just destroy your life, destroy your immorality, destroy your innocence, and do as much as you can. Get drunk on a weekend and just get plastered and do whatever you want. We will make sure you have access to condoms and abortions. And that's going to help you thrive in school. Come on, man. I don't know. I don't know why we, I can't, I don't get it.
Come on, man. You're making money. Come on.
Are these people not fathers?
Come on, man.
Are they not fathers? They not have children? Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm losing my mind. But as a father, my first thought ain't get my daughter condoms and teaching her where the Planned Parenthood is at. As a father, it's trying to teach my daughter morality and character and preserve her innocence. But, you know, maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm old school.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Ladies and gentlemen, I had to interject this clip from John Kennedy. This dude is the funniest dude in Congress, period. There's nobody funnier than John Kennedy. He says some of the darnest things, and I love the fact that he don't give a flying flip about hurting nobody's feelings. He's going to tell the truth. Now, John Kennedy, obviously, when you look at the crime in Louisiana, it is just out of control. And Baton Rouge, I mean, we already know how Baton Rouge roll. I mean, they're almost at the top of the charts of being the murder capital of the United States of America. And John Kennedy has had enough with these lunatics and the defund the police movement. But I want you to hear his campaign video, 30-second. The best campaign video I have ever seen. Roll the film.
Violent crime is surging in Louisiana. Woke leaders blame the police. I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas. I voted against the early release of violent criminals, and I opposed defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Damn!
Dang, John. John Kennedy went straight for the jugular. He said, if you don't like the cops, then call a crackhead. And why do I agree with this? And I know some people may think John Kennedy is being superfluous. I agree with this because if you look at the mission and motive of some of these politicians, who are they supporting more? Out here in L.A., you can go and jaywalk, and they go, "Oh no, we don't need to criminalize jaywalking," and especially for black and brown people who are too stupid to walk across the street and look at traffic signals like everybody else. I guess they can't do it right. This is what the politicians believe. This is why they change laws, because black and brown bodies. As if we don't know how to look at the sign and look at a green light and see a semi truck rolling through and say, I probably shouldn't cross this light on a green signal. Or you could just go to rappers back in L.A. When I say L.A., this is the whole state of California. When you look at Gavin Newsom, the dumbest, most beta male in the United States of America. Oh, no, you know, you can't use rap music against rappers who are literally confessing the murders and murdering black and brown people. You can't. How dare you confess to that or have that against him in the court of law? And, you know, but that's why you should call a crackhead then. If you don't like the police, then you call somebody else to show up. You call somebody else. Who's going to show up when your baby daddy come over there and knock you in the head with a beer bottle? Gavin Newsom ain't going to show up. None of these other senators. What's her name? Lori Dirtyfoot, and mayor of Chicago. She ain't going to show up. Who going to show up for you when they get the stealing and killing? It's going to be police officers. And they don't get to go online or go on the air when they say 12-11-7, copy a man with a gun call. We don't say 12-11-7, what race is that person? That's not how it go. 12-11-7, is that person gay or not? This is what liberals, I think happens when police respond to a call. 12-11-7, I can't respond to that call because it's in the hood. And the last time we were there, a couple cops got shot. So we're going to pass. Sometimes I wish cops can do that. But we don't. We show up. We put that uniform on. We go out there and we protect and serve with our lives. You think cops want to die over Pookie and them? They're out here thugging and killing and you die trying to save Pookie and another man kill him tomorrow. And you done lost your whole life and your family. But there's brave men and women that go beyond the call to serve and protect perfect strangers. And they don't get paid worth a dime. How do you know, Mr. Tatum? I was getting paid $45,000 a year. $45,000 my base pay, $21.88 an hour. Putting my life on the line. High speed chases, jumping over fences. I pulled one girl off a bridge. She was going to jump to her death. I negotiated with another person who was high on methamphetamine, trying to jump off the 11th floor of the Tucson house. Pay me $45,000, and then I miss holidays. I work at midnight shift. I'm sleeping like a zombie. I got things that I've seen that I can never unsee. Those fatal traffic accidents, body parts on the freeway. I can never unsee that. $45,000 a year. You know, cops ain't doing it because of money. Cops ain't doing it because they can't wait to be racist. And they're going to go out and they're trying to find a black man today. It's just asinine to me. This whole idea, this whole movement, the reason why I think John Kennedy is making this video is because everything related to police reform is based on a lie. I've been wanting to say this all show. It's based on a lie. Michael Brown was a lie. Cops were justified. Breonna Taylor, that whole thing they made up was a lie. Eric Garner lies. Keep going. We go down the list. Jacob Blake lies. They tell all of these lies, and then they push legislation on top of it like we too dumb to figure it out. Black people being disproportionately affected by lies. Black people are disproportionately committing crime. That's why they're getting in a confrontation with police officers. People need to stop telling lies.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network,
and right here, right now.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.